This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and the United States have signed the Pax Silica Declaration at the India-AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. This declaration will strengthen collaboration in areas like the production of critical minerals and semiconductors and in the rapidly evolving artificial intelligence space to create a safe and strong global silicon and technology ecosystem. Presiding over the signing ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said the goal of India is to take a leadership role in semiconductor and electronics industries. He added that the semiconductor industry requires more than 10 lakh talented pool, and that will be fulfilled within the country. He also informed that students from 315 universities and colleges are designing chips.
I would like to extend my special thanks to the vision of our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, who has made all this possible, this entire AI Impact Summit, the silicon supply chain that we are building, and that huge set of new opportunities which are coming for the young population which is here. We are not just holding a summit here. We are building the future. We are laying the foundation for the young generation. Beyond 2047 also, there will be a growth period of another 50 years.
At the signing ceremony, U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore said, from the trade deal to Pax Silica to defense cooperation, the potential for India and the U.S. to work together is truly limitless. Mr. Gore noted that Pax Silica aims to replace coercive dependencies with trusted industrial partnerships that empower free markets.
India's entry into Pax Silica isn't just symbolic. It's strategic. It's essential. In addition to talent, India has made important strides towards critical mineral processing capacity. Policies that will reinforce U.S.-India tech cooperation will power AI innovation and adoption for years to come. We can share trusted AI technology with the world and especially with partners like India. And critically, India brings strength. Peace comes through strength. India understands this. India understands strong borders. That strength, that sovereignty, is exactly what Pax Silica amplifies.
At the signing ceremony of the Pax Silica Declaration between India and the United States, U.S. Secretary of State for Economic Affairs Jacob Helberg said the agreement represents a shared commitment to building the future through innovation and partnership. Highlighting the growing India-U.S. collaboration in emerging technologies, Mr. Helberg said both countries are affirming a pro-innovation approach to artificial intelligence.
It's a profound honor to be here in Delhi at the India AI Impact Forum to mark a historic milestone in the partnership between the United States and India. Today we signed the Pax Silica Declaration, a document that's not merely an agreement on paper, but a roadmap for a shared future.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a roundtable with CEOs of AI and deep tech startups at Sevatirth in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister discussed the potential of harnessing AI technology in various sectors like agriculture, environmental protection and promoting higher education in mother tongue, among others. Mr. Modi underscored the need for strong data governance, cautioned against misinformation and urged the development of solutions tailored to India's needs. Referring to UPI as a model of simple and scalable digital innovation, he expressed confidence in Indian companies and encouraged trust in domestic products. CEOs and founders of 16 AI and deep tech startups presented their ideas and work during the round table. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today appeared before an MP-MLA court in Uttar Pradesh's Sultanpur district and recorded his statement in a defamation case related to his remarks against Union Home Minister Amit Shah in 2018. The Lok Sabha member from Rai Bareli, Rahul, has been asked to furnish evidence in his defence on the next date of hearing on the 9th of March. Appearing before the court, the Congress leader claimed his innocence in the case. The case dates back to 2018 when a local BJP leader had filed a defamation complaint against Gandhi, alleging that during the Karnataka elections in 2018, the leader of opposition in Lok Sabha made derogatory remarks against the then BJP President Amit Shah. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Australia will take on Oman in the last Group B encounter at the Palikele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.